Roggenbuck is none too happy about going to the sin bin, John, but he's going to feel a bit of shame here.
I don't know. It was a pretty darn good hit. Although, you know, in Huron County hockey, you cannot check on the boards. And he put a clean hit, but it was on the boards on him, and you cannot do that. And so you feel shame, and
you feel shame, you get set free.
You get set free.
Unfortunately for Roggenbuck, it's going to be a 2 and a 10. He's not going to get set free until 12 seconds left in the game. You just heard Danny Nischultz, the referee, tell you right there that number 66, Eugster, is going to be serving the 2 minute penalty for checking from behind, as 28 Roggenbuck sits in the box for another 10 minutes after that 2 minute is done for the misconduct of checking from behind. DHC controls this faceoff. Hanley tried to get a shot on goal. It was unsuccessful. Blank Electric sends it out, and DHC sends it right back in. It looks like Blank Electric's going to get a clear here, though. Oh, cut down by Jim Brown. He makes a nice nifty move. His shot goes wide, though, of Bauer. Kirkpatrick initially whiffed on the clear, but finally got a stick on it, sent it all the way down to the DHD zone. They have to regroup.
Well, definitely DHD needs to score during this power play.
This is a long time without arguably DHD or Blank Electric's best player.
And unfortunately, DHD just got a penalty for either holding or interference. A very, very, very bad penalty taken here by...
Who is it taken by?
I do believe it's...
Is it going to be on Brown, on White?
I think it's on Brown.
It is going to be on Jim Brown. He's going back to the sin bin. 2 minutes for interference, says referee Tim Gordon.
Well, he definitely hurt his team there. They had the puck in their own end, and he just went and held the stick of another player. Interference was a call. It was blatant. It was obvious. Really hurting their chances right now.
So with 11:31 left in this third period, it's 4-1 Blank Electric. 4-on-4 hockey for the time being, as we have two players both serving 2 minute penalties on each team.
As you can see, Blank is just content with dumping the puck in right now. And
as long as they do it on the right side of the center ice, it's not going to be icing.
And just killing time right now, and that's what they're doing here.
Schultz now working in the DHD zone. He circles, he hits Kirkpatrick in the slot. His shot goes a little wide. And DHD ices the puck. That's going to be an icing. They unfortunately forgot that if it's 4-on-4 hockey.
Yeah.
And you just see Hanley tapping his chest. He knew that he just messed up. A good opportunity to turn around and come back and try to get a shot.
Play stop, then start back up.
So with 10:54 left, we're going to have a face-off to the right of Brevard. Tim Gordon just getting everyone set here. Poplinski versus Burkhart, and Burkhart wins that one. Smith tries to get it out of the zone and does. Sent right back in by McLean. His players are forced to leave, and that opens up DHD. There's a lot of ice open here with 4-on-4 hockey. Pulaski and Burkhart run into each other, trying to shoot on Blank Electric's goalie. Two guys got to learn how to work together, John. Batted down out of the air by Smith into the Blank Electric zone, but they have control. Until Tyler Burkhart has laid a shoulder into Igik. He gets up. He's all right. And the puck squirts out of the zone. Smith dumps it on net. Bauer has to paddle that one away. Puck comes free to the top of the slot. Blake Pulaski unable to get a shot on goal. That was a good chance for Pulaski right there. Kretschmer now trying to work his way into the Blank Electric zone. Shoved off there quickly by Poplinski, number 19 of Blank Electric. Pulaski calling for it at the point, does not get it from Kretschmer. Kretschmer does a nice spin move, tries to work to the front of the net, closed off by 24 McLean. Puck goes out into the DHD zone now, and back to center ice, picks it up is Kretschmer. He makes a nice nifty move into the zone. He has a player there, unable to hit Klink though. Klink was rushing the net, unable to get there. And we're back to 5-on-5 hockey as Brown and Eukster are both out of the box. DHD in the zone now, trying to get a shot on goal. Won't be able to as it's thrown out to center ice. Pulaski turns, looks for a pass. Tries to find one at Klink, unable to hit him though. And here comes Blink Electric into the DHD zone, Overstreet. Sends it on net, it goes wide into the corner. Reed White tries to find a player in the center of the ice, does not. Finally it finds Jim Brown at center ice. Reed White sends it down the ice. Probably could have been an icing on that one, but the referee said play it. Dangerous play by
very
Blink
dangerous
Electric.
Pass there.
Turned and threw it right in front of his own goalie. But here comes Blink down in the DHD zone, Overstreet down by the circle. He takes a shot, it goes wide. Overstreet with it again after getting the pass back to him from around the net. Hanley ducks a hit there from Overstreet and he makes his way up the ice. He has Herrick with him. Two on two though, and sticks cancel and the play changes. Overstreet now with a mini breakaway, dumps it off to number nine, Johnston. He has a goal tonight. He has another one. Johnston with the second goal of the game for Blink Electric. He just beat Rivard on the glove side. Blink Electric now leads 5-1.
Talking about being at the right place at the right time. Twice that's happened for him now. He's just, the puck happened just to get spit out at the right time to this guy, and he's made the most of both chances.
And we're gonna step away for a short break.
Really? Okay, everybody get in line. Yep, let's make one solid line and we'll start the interview process shortly.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for?
Sorry, hold on, let me put this down. Hey there, Mike. I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from ThumbCell for only $299. And right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from Thumb Cellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Back live at the Huron County Ice Arena, Blink Electric just put the lead to 5-1 as Johnston had a beautiful shot from the slot there, John.
He's got a good wrister. He's got a good wrist shot there.
He has a quick release and it beat Rivard on his glove hand side, making the lead 5-1. 7:57 left in the third period. DHD needs four goals to tie, five to send this to a game tomorrow. Gilbert now at center ice for DHD. He mishandles it, but gets it back, sends it down to the Blink Electric zone. Bauer has it in front of his paddle and is going to cover.
Now, I've watched quite a few of these games, and typically when it gets to about a 3 or 4 goal game with 7 or 8 minutes left, it tends to get a little...
gets a little chippy.
Yeah.
People stop playing the puck so much and start playing the body.
Kind of looking forward to that right now.
Well, DHD, unable to keep it in the zone, comes out to center ice. Hanley handling it. Hewitt all over him. Forced to circle back behind his own net. Finally hits it off the boards. Sent right back in by Poplinski. Beautiful move there by Hewitt to avoid being hit and getting called for the offsides.
And I think Blank Electric is just content with doing that at this point in time.
As they should be, John.
Doing a little dumping and chasing. And
speaking of the bodies flying, there's one there. Yep. Willis takes down 19 Gilbert of DHD. Brown tries to make a move around Willis. He was unsuccessful. And the puck is now at center ice. Eukster and Kretschmer chase it. Kretschmer wins that battle. Poplinski cuts off that pass from Kretschmer to Smith. He kicks it forward, though, for Jim Brown. He's at the top of the circle. Nice move to get around Schultz. Shot right into the belly of Bauer, though.
Don't understand why Mr. Bauer took a shot at Mr. Brown, other